What's up, my beautiful people? This is your girl, Riza, here, and I'm currently in my hotel room looking outside of Las Vegas. I've been here multiple times. I have family and friends here, but I'm actually here for a conference, and I did a photo shoot a couple days ago, and my mentor, Gina DeVee, is going to be out here next week, and so I'm really excited. She actually just launched her book. Well, it's coming out in March 2020, and so the pre-orders are now on Amazon, so definitely check that out. I've learned so much from her, and she's one of my favorite mentors because she just really talks about women stepping up into their power and leaning in the feminine, and I really love that. So her book is called The Audacity Be Queen. Check that out. And this episode, we're going to be talking about the 5 mindset shifts that are important for successful sales calls. And I know a lot of you out there don't like to get on sales. It's not your favorite thing. I actually love sales. I actually like psychology, sales psychology and marketing and mindset and all that stuff that goes with it, because so much about it is the mindset that needs to be set in order for it to be successful. So let's dive in right away. The first thing is always be in service. It's not about you. Remember, it's about the potential client, the potential person that you're working with. And it's about where they're at. And always support them where they're at. However, do not buy into your excuses. And this is me myself, is you have to ask yourself, do they qualify for the next level? So one of the things, I was in a training call the other day, and I really liked how he said this, was be in service of the person that's on that call right now. However, be in more service of the person that is going, that person that wants to become a better version of themselves. So for example, you see this person in front of you. However, you also see the high potential that person has. You want to be serving that person and believing in that person and ensuring that they are making a decision in that kind of energy. So ensure that you're always being in service. I remember when I was on a sales call a few years ago, actually, it was one of my first calls. I was attempting to hire a coach, and she was really pushy. And I know that some of you didn't want to be the feeling of, you know, being pushy in sales, but it was because she wasn't in a place of service. And that really frustrated me. And I really felt that in her tone of voice. So always be in service, ensure that your tone of voice is appropriate for the call and that you're not sounding so pushy. And how you do that is, this is going to be another bullet point later. How you do that is, essentially, it's an organic conversation. It's with a real person with real problems, and so you have to really listen. And a lot of times, listening is a skill, and it's important to pull out the things that their dreams or aspirations, and to really believe in that. And so that actually leaves me to number 2 for the 5 mindset shifts that are important for successful sales calls, is to believe in their dreams. You might be the only person that stands for their dreams and their big vision in their life. And the fact that you get to be honored to have a conversation with this next Oprah Winfrey or whoever, that is huge. So ensure that you are believing in their dreams 100%, no matter how ridiculous it may sound. Because like I said before, their friends, their family, even maybe other business friends that they have may not believe in their big vision or dream. But you, on that sales call, you may be the only person that can bring belief and the ability to say, yes, I see you doing this, or yes, you have the potential to do this, and to really believe in that. So that's number 2. Number 3, I love this too, because I learned this in coaching and therapy, is that always stand for the and. A lot of times, as women especially, I'm more speaking to women in this episode, well, in general, I always am. Anyways, always stand for the and. And like I said before, in coaching and therapy that I've learned, is that so many times as women, we always want to say this or have this, but there's always that big but in the middle of our statement. And it's important to remind yourselves that you can stand for the and. So again, when you're on that sales call, ensure that you're standing for the and. Let's say the person wants to buy a home, but they don't have the time to look for houses. Or let's say the person wants to have a successful business, but they feel like they can't do it because they're a stay-at-home mom and they have to juggle 4 kids and do all the housekeeping. Okay, So a lot of times when we're stuck in our own limited mindset or belief, it's the idea that that client is stuck in the but. So get them out of the but and stand for the and. And a lot of times that you'll notice in sales calls is that they want to say, I want to work with you, but I don't have the money. I want to go out. Actually, you know, this is funny. I had a sales call a while ago and she said that she wanted to go to all these weddings and she wanted to work with me, but she couldn't spend the money because she was using that money on other people's wedding and gifts. Now, let me ask you something. What do you think that person has a priority of? Obviously, the weddings, and she valued other people's, well, weddings in general, and that was more important to her than her personal growth and where she wanted to go in life. And that call was really interesting to me because I realized that a lot of times we put excuses in front of what we actually desire, or we just have excuses in general because we're too afraid to be held accountable for what we actually want. Okay, so again, always stand for the and, get out of the but. A lot of people are stuck in the but, get out of that and help them see the possibilities. Okay, number four, sales is an expression of belief. Again, this was on a training call that I had the other day. And at the end of the day, it's a belief, right? We may feel that we're being salesy, or we don't want to promote our products, or we feel bad about changing the amount that we are charging, or we have to tell our past clients that we are charging a lot more. However, if we want to make an impact or be an influencer in the world, we need to have a well-run business in order to have a great impact. Again, I was on this call the other day and was talking about how they went to an influencer conference in San Diego with Brendon Burchard, I think, and a bunch of other influencers. And they talked about that. They talked about, well, if you want to have a brand or a business that really impacts and influences people for the better, then you have to be proud of your products and your services and know that you, in your heart, believe that what you provide is going to help that person solve that problem. So it's an expression of belief. It's the expression of, do you believe that what you're selling is going to change that person's life? Because if you don't have that belief within yourself, it's going to seep out in the conversation that you have in the phone call, and then that potential client may not be interested. There was one time when I had my first sales call and I was intimidated. I was scared. I was not ready. Well, it's not even that. It wasn't that I was not ready. It was that I didn't believe in myself. So again, sales is an expression of belief. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your products? Do you believe in your services? Does your enthusiasm exude to that potential client? Right? So that's what I have for you. It's really quick. We'll recap really quick here. Always be in service. Believe in their dreams. Always stand for the and. Sales is an expression of belief. At the end of the day, sales is a type of belief. If you don't believe in your products or what you provide or your services, there's no way that your potential client is going to believe in that either. Remember, if you want to make an impact, you have to have a well-run business. You're in business, so that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You have to make that income and the profit. And of course, you know, do you believe in your products and services? And like I said, sales calls is just an organic conversation with a real person with real problems. Really listen in. Hear what their dreams are, what their goals are, what they're struggling with, and really listen in. I think one thing that I learned about coaching in general is that you have to be a good listener. You have to listen to what your client needs, what they're frustrated about, what their dreams are, and to really live in that and to provide empathy. Okay? All right. So that's what I have for you. Make sure you drop me a message in the DM. Let me know what you thought about it, if anything resonated with you. If you have a question, leave a voice message on Anchor. I'd love to answer them with you. And you know what? I'm actually thinking about making a Facebook group specifically for this podcast with any questions around mindset, marketing, on Instagram, or even confidence of how to sell your services, or even video. I think a lot of times people are afraid to get on video, but video is a key to selling your services and making that trust factor a lot faster, I guess. So again, drop me a message. If you liked what you're hearing, share this with your people, with your business besties, anyone that you feel that would resonate with this episode. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.